I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I will be doing a solo episode today as the super millennial David Barreto is still out dealing with a little bit of his illness. So this week, our topic is compassion. And on the weekend edition of Stress Mastery Podcast, host Mark Middlestead kicked it off with episode called True Compassion is Also Unconditional. On Monday with the Super Millennial, David did a throwback Mastering Stress in the Workplace. And in today's Health Huddles, we're going to talk part two of this January series that I'm doing on optimal health and well-being. We're going to talk about developing compassion for the body. On Wednesday's Meeting of the Minds, we will have an episode on respect yourself, the sense of finishing. And on Connection Thursday, we're going to talk on the challenge of transition. And Friday, we will continue our book study, The Book of Joy by the late Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama. So I'm doing a solo episode with all kinds of technical difficulties. So I'm going to give it my best shot here. Nothing seems to be working, and I don't have the millennial here to help me. So we're going to give it a shot and see if we can make this work. So this week, our topic is compassion. And today's Health Huddles, it's part two of the January series on developing optimal health and well-being. And today we're going to talk on developing compassion for the body. Compassion literally means to suffer together. It is concern for others. And when we think of compassion is picturing helping to relieve another person's suffering through acts of kindness, caring, and support. So what would an episode on compassion for the body be all about? Well, much of the progress I've made over these last 40 years with my health and body is tied directly to compassion. But I'm going to share two specific events that created this sense of compassion with these components of caring, kindness, and support for my body. Now, the first was in 1985. I had an accident while I was in the Navy and I injured my back. And this created several issues for me. First, I was in extreme pain. There were times it would drop me to the floor. The pains would be so severe that I could not get up or move. And this caused a major disruption in every single aspect of my life, including my dreams. So, there was an extreme fear that I suffered because the pain was chronic. I was starting to lose feeling intermittently in my legs, and I was told surgery had to be done to relieve the issue with the nerves. Now, before more damage could happen, I had to make a decision to go under the knife, and I was told there would be a very good chance I would walk normally and be able to live somewhat a normal life. I did not know what the hell that was supposed to mean. So fear was not about me being able to live some type of normal life. My fear was I would not be able to work out. My fear was I would become fat again. It had only been a few years since transforming a 278-pound obese body with diabetes and heart disease into a champion bodybuilder. I had just won the 1984 Central Wisconsin Bodybuilding Championships. So I decided I was going to have the surgery, but the prognosis of the surgery was good, yet it wasn't really optimal for me. And I was trying to have compassion for everybody around me, but I wasn't in a really good state. Then the surgery. What could go wrong did go wrong. First, I had so built up so much muscle that Dr. J, my surgeon, had issues getting into the process of taking the bone from my hip and fusing it to stable my lower spine. And she needed to do this fusion to relieve the pressure that was being put on my nerves. Now, the second issue is the surgery then went too long and I actually woke up. What I remember when I woke was pure chaos. I can remember looking up. I can remember seeing IV bags. I see people running. My temperature was very, very high. They had me on what was called a cooling mattress. And when I woke, I could hear Dr. J screaming at the top of her lungs, "Knock him out, knock him the F out." So more drugs, more anesthesia, keeping me under way too long. When I woke, which was actually about 3 days later, at least it was the first that I could remember being awake, recall being awake, they were loading me with a drug called Dilaudid. And it was a week after the surgery, and I was there, and I still did not have feeling in my lower extremities. So Dr. J assured me that this would pass, and I would be okay, and I would recuperate. Now, I would be in the hospital for about 3 months, and then I was put in a body cast. That was another 5 months, and I was repeatedly told I would never work out again, at least not like a bodybuilder. A very, very good friend of mine that worked with me in the family practice clinic, Dr. D, made it very clear to me. He goes, "You have to understand that the goal is that you can walk normally again." Now, obviously, these were very emotional days, weeks, and months for me, but I would have an incident that would set my life's course. I had this compassion for my body up until that time. I really never had compassion. See, I would go into the gym and just beat the crap out of myself. I always had injuries, little injuries, shoulder, elbow, knees. I would ignore these injuries and I would ignore the body telling me to ease up. And I would just punish it and punish it. And I thought that's how you were supposed to train. You were supposed to push your body to the max, push your body past the max. Don't take days off. I would train twice a day, 6 days a week. And I had as I was laying there and I was working on myself and just trying to heal, I had a feeling, a deep feeling. And it was in my heart. And it was one night I just laid in the hospital bed. And I can remember talking to my body, literally talking to it, telling the body, "Just heal up. And I promise I will take care of you." It was a moment, just a moment. And I had a separation, the body separating as I looked at the body as separate from myself. And as I began to heal and I went through rehab, I actually would return to bodybuilding, high level of bodybuilding, as most of you that follow me know. But I want you to understand, I got back in a gym in 1986. The surgery was 1985. From 1986 till now, that's a long time for training. And I've never missed workouts. I've never stopped training in all these years. My 40 years, I started when I was 20. I'm 60 now. I never stopped training. I have never had another injury in the gym. I learned to think and train differently from that night that I had that separation where I really separated myself from the body. And this drove me to learn and understand more of the body. It drove my career to understand how that body really worked. And this one incident set my course of training. I stopped competing in bodybuilding 30 years ago until this last year, but I never stopped being a bodybuilder. And I took things all about the science that I teach you on recuperation and how to get performance out of the body was a result of me taking care of the body, having compassion for the body. It's very different. When I have compassion, I was showing kindness to my body. I was caring for my body, and I was giving my body support. This is different than trying to force it to look a certain way to win a bodybuilding show. That's not what I did. Now, the second incident that I will share with you, this is a more recent incident. And it took place last year while I was getting ready for the bodybuilding competition. I had had my refeed day. For those that have followed me, it used to be called a junk day. It's a refeed day. Now, over the years, I pushed these junk days hard. I could eat myself into a coma. Well, this particular cheat day started about 2:30 p.m. I had a very busy coaching day on that Saturday. As any Saturday, that morning, I had legs. Now, I have shared some of this on Facebook. My contest leg workouts are another whole level of stress, pushing the body. I could burn up to 1,600 calories in an hour, pushing the body to the max. Now, on this Saturday, I ate my regular breakfast. I took my regular snacks. And I was ready to hit the junk food with full force. So I remember this like it was yesterday. I opened by eating a bag of chips, not a small bag of chips, an entire bag of chips, waiting for a pizza delivery. I then ate a large Pizza Hut pizza by myself. Now, this was the warm-up, because then I ate a big bag of M&Ms. I had a whole pint of Haagen-Dazs. I ate cookies, and I believe a couple candy bars were thrown in there too. And all of this was just done in a few hours. So I went to bed stuffed. Now, I've done this many times. I've done this. I've taken this cheat day and done that. So people that know me for years that I have epic junk days. You see The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, how he eats. That's the way I ate mine. Then as I went to bed stuffed a couple hours later, and this is kind of gross. I want to be careful I put it. I actually threw up, but it was in my mouth. And I was asleep. I caught it in my mouth, sprang up just in time to make it to the bathroom. Now, as I got back to bed, I had terrible heartburn and I just laid there. And then it happened. My consciousness split away from the body. Let me try to explain this. I was separate from the body. So I was watching my body. And I have to tell you, I was overwhelmed with compassion and empathy. I could see my poor body working so hard to try to regulate what I had done to it just a few hours earlier. And I literally felt empathy. Then I felt guilt and shame. And I thought, as I'm watching my body, literally watching it, trying to regulate itself, I thought, how could I be so thoughtless to abuse this body that has given me so much? I have never before in my life looked at the body like I did in that moment. See, I realized with compassion and empathy, this body of mine supports me in everything I do. It gives me the energy to do the work that I want to do. It allows me to grow spiritually. It allows me to practice my spiritual practices. It works to recharge my mind. It works to recharge my spirit. My body allows me to experience God. And my body allows me to be on this spiritual journey called life. And so as I laid there, as my consciousness split, I could see how hard my body was working for me. It wasn't what I was feeling. I was watching it. And I vowed to never put my body in this situation again. I was watching the body. Try the heart beating, the digestive system working, trying to regulate the abuse. And it was abuse that I put the body through. So it's interesting. My workout wasn't abuse. My training wasn't the abuse. My getting up at 3 a.m, hitting the gym was not the abuse. The abuse was all the food I stuffed in it. And I ate this unconsciously, because when you eat that much, after a while, you're not enjoying it. But I never saw that until, this is probably 4 or 5 months ago. And it was this state of consciousness that brought the results that all of you people have seen that I displayed on stage. Out of 260 competitors, I was one of the oldest people on that contest floor. People that are my children's age competed against me. And I was the most conditioned athlete in the show, top three. And now I can tell you, it's been 5 weeks since the show has ended. And my body continues to support me at a very high level as I continue to respect and give it the support it needs. I have incredible compassion for the body. I show kindness, caring, and support. Now, after this experience of seeing my body, I would have very deep meditations that came after this and spiritual experiences. This is when David talked on the podcast a few months ago or a few weeks ago, when he noticed the change in my energy. He mentioned that in past episodes. But this is also a time that my heart rate variability, that measurement, that HRV, which for years has been baseline between 50 and 55, now average 70s and the 80s, with days hitting 100. Now, that's untold. That has not happened to 60-year-olds. And this was why I was training very intensely. But I also saw every injury disappear, every ache and pain, everything. Little nagging elbow, gone. Elbows, knees, back, no aches, zero issues. So it was one of the biggest shifts I experienced was within the mind. You see, the body supports the mind. And if you have compassion for the body, this kindness, this caring, and you support it with what it needs from you, it needs sleep, water, meditation, proper diet, and exercise, the body will give you a return on that investment. It'll give you a higher functioning brain. And that higher functioning brain is the ability to get out of that red zone, that limbic brain, into the cortex brain. It will give you the ability to slow down, to be able to execute conflict resolution. It will move you out of stress, moving out of becoming stressed out. It will give you clarity and connection of head, heart, and hand. When you take care of the body, have compassion for the body, you will develop integrity of behavior. And you have this slow down and you create a shift of what I call readiness. You see, the single purpose of shift coaching is to create a shift. This is a shift in consciousness. This is done when you split the eyes, the eye of identification, the head, and the cage mind, and the eye of presence, the heart, and the creation mind. And you create this split. The shift that you experience creates readiness. You then find the now, step 7 of stress mastery. And the readiness is allowing you to keep your perception straight. What does it mean to keep your perception straight? This is having conscious mind control. It's when you can see the ego attempting to take over. You can see the conflict and you can slow down. And instead of going into judgment and reaction, you go into conflict resolution and you go into awareness and response. See, this allows you to be ready and willing and able to respond in awareness. So A Course in Miracles teaches ready, willing, able are the essentials for listen, learn, do. Ready is to listen to the still small voice, to be able to make higher conscious decisions, to be able to respond instead of react. Willing to learn. This is letting go of old programs. This is letting go of old perceptions. This is letting go of resentment, regret from your history, and allowing you to self-author your life. And able to do. This is moving out of the comfort zone, moving through fear, moving through worry, moving through avoidance and procrastination, and creating skills. Skills are, in stress mastery, are habits that support the expansion state, your growth. And you can let go in this state of trauma, abuse, past failures and hurts. And you can let go of history of resentment and regret. So when you allow the body to support you, and it's through the body which supports the mind, and through compassion, this is where you can be ready to listen, willing to learn, and able to do. So I know this is an interesting show because you're expecting diet and exercise. Next week, I'll talk on inflammation and all the things that happen with inflammation, and we'll start getting into the five organs that must be balanced for well-being and wellness. But I'll be honest with you. If you don't develop compassion for the body, if you don't develop this understanding, you're not going to be successful in finding well-being. Remember, well-being is that healthy body, that focused mind, and developing that life experience and flow. So many spiritual practices teach that you are not the body. Okay. And they create practices to force the body to surrender. These aesthetic practices are the idea is to make sure you split yourself from the body because you're not the body. So you deny the body compassion. Now, here's what I will tell you. To deny the body compassion will not bring awakening. The body is to support your spiritual journey. The body is your partner. The body is here to support you. That's where we move. We experience life through our body. We let go of programs through our body. We experience the emotions through the body. So the Buddha did aesthetic practices for years, but failed to attain enlightenment until he stopped torturing his body. For 6 years, he did this. And he tortured the body until he developed compassion for the body, kindness, caring, and support. And he actually went out and he built his body back up. He built his strength back up. And he then sat and relaxed under the Bodhi tree, and he allowed the body to support the mind, and enlightenment came. Until he stopped trying to force the body, he couldn't find enlightenment. It's when he stopped and started having compassion for the body. So what does it take for you to develop compassion for your body? Well, the first step in all practices of stress mastery is awareness. It's always awareness, practices, then skills. And ask yourself this. This is an episode for you to slow down and really have one of those moments where you start to see, awaken. What is your feeling this moment about your body? Are you upset with it? Are you too fat, too short, too ugly? What's the story in your mind about your body? Be honest with you. Look in the mirror. Take a pad. Take your journal. Write it out. Are you fighting with your body? In this moment, are you fighting with your body? Is it in pain? Is the body tired? Is it always hungry? Is it craving? Is it diseased? Answer these. It's very important. Slow down and get connected before we start working on diet and exercise and everything else. Because if you don't do this, then a diet and exercise will not become habits. They won't. Does your body feel like a burden? Answer the question, yes or no. Does it feel like a burden to you? Does it feel old? Does it feel worn down? Does it feel like it's sluggish? Does it feel heavy? What does it feel like? Then ask yourself, ask these questions to you for you to slow down. Are you attempting to force your body through restricted diet? Are you forcing it through exercises, through practices of fasting, through taking pills, through doing drugs? Are you forcing it to feel better? Are you trying to force it to feel better? Taking uppers, drinking caffeine, trying to up it. Are you forcing it to make it feel better? And the question is really, are you flat out abusing your body? Just flat out. Are you eating a diet high in sugar, high in fat? Do you eat junk food, too much junk food? Do you go long periods without eating and then binge at night? Is there no patterns to your eating? Do you drink too much? Do you drink too much alcohol? Drink too much soda? Do you drink sugary drinks? Do you drink too much caffeine? Are you not sleeping? Do you not respect sleep? Do you not have a conducive sleep environment? Do you even care about your sleep? Do you feel tired? Let me ask you, when you slow down, if you were to slow down and you're listening to somebody, do you feel yourself falling asleep? Do you feel yourself falling asleep when you're driving home? What is your body? What is it going through? Can you separate yourself and have compassion for what your body's going through? Do you have to take drugs to make it work properly? Do you ever slow down? Do you do meditation? So this is the awareness you need. See, after awareness, then you can look at these kindness questions. When was the last time you truly showed your body compassion, any type of kindness? When's the last time you had loving words or a loving affirmation for your body? When's the last time you thanked your body? When's the last time you even thought about your body? The only time we seem to think about our body is when we're in pain, when we're uncomfortable. When's the last time you thanked the body for all it does for you? When's the last time you slowed down and felt your heart, treated your body to a massage, a facial, body treatments? Do you show your body kindness? And what about that caring aspect of compassion? Do you even know your body? Do you understand the things we talk about here? What is your stress responder? Have you taken the time to do the evaluation that we have to see what your stress responder is? And if you have, do you understand it? Have you asked questions about it? That's having caring about it. Do you measure metrics? Do you measure sleep? Do you measure your HRV, your heart rate, your blood pressure? Have you done the blood work? Have you done a lab test? Have you built a lifestyle of compassion for the body? These are things that you want to think about. You want to show your body kindness. How can you show your body kindness if you don't know your body? If you don't know how your body works, you don't know your genetic profile, you don't know the right diet. How can you do that? And that brings you to caring for the body. And we're going to discuss this more in depth in the coming episodes. Next week, I'm going to get into the 5 organs that must be balanced in the body for you to understand them. I may get into hormones next week, but I'm going to get deep into inflammation. So you guys need to start understanding these things. I'm doing all of this before I start talking about diet and exercise because I'm telling you, to start diet and exercise before you have compassion or before you even understand how your body works, what your body needs, where's the imbalance in your body? How do you reset your body? So for caring, you got to discover the right diet. Do the labs, do the blood work. Connect to David at livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com and David will send you the tests that you need. If you got tests and you're in a community, I'm always responding. If you're part of our community, the Stress Mastery community, you are getting the services. But even if you're not, get the testing. I'm going to go over blood work. I'm going to go over the testing this month. What does it mean? You need to learn to understand your labs. That's caring for your body, discovering your right diet, discovering your stress responder. What's the right exercise for you? What's the right amount of sleep for you? What is that sleep number when your body repairs? How do you know if your body's repaired or not repaired? How can you care for something that you know nothing about? That's a key. What supplements does your body need? What supplements to help your immune system? You start by setting, you know, you could start this now. So if somebody asks me, all right, Bill, I know I'm following your series this month, but what can I do now to start showing compassion for my body? Compassion is showing kindness, caring, and support. Well, I would start by, first of all, drinking water. Everybody can drink water. Try to drink 3 liters to a gallon of water a day. Start by drinking a liter of water to start your day. Just start. That's one thing. Another thing you can do is start cleaning your diet out. Put yourself in an intermittent fasting window. Eat between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. That will make changes. I'll talk about it next week, how it controls the insulin hormone. Very important for controlling the stress response. Eat in that window. Don't worry about your foods yet, or clean the junk foods out, but do that and start movement. Start walking. If you don't move at all, try to get 2,000 steps a day. If you get 2,000 steps a day, get 3,000. All of this available on the phone you carry. There isn't a single phone that doesn't have an app that can measure your steps. Everything's easy for us nowadays to create compassion for the body because we can create a lot of awareness because we have technology that can work for us. So start setting your sleep. Really start making sure you go to bed. Start looking at your sleep. It's a support. You have to look at what kind of support do you give the body? Are you doing any personal development? Do you set your day? The person does not set their day, does not set the brain. Are you scheduling breaks? Do you know how to slow down? See, compassion for our body is a critical step if we're going to discuss developing optimal health and well-being. So next week, I will get deeper into this. If you have questions in the community, please hit me with your questions on compassion. If you want to email me, it's bill@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com. You can email me directly. I answer all my emails. Sometimes I get hundreds, so sometimes I run a little bit short. And if I get a lot of emails with the same question, I'll address it in the podcast. But next week, we'll talk about that discussion on inflammation, the 5 organs. I may get into hormones next week, but I'll get into them the week after for sure. But today we're talking on compassion. That's this week. And this is such an important episode because once you really develop compassion for the body and understand how the body supports you in everything you do, whether it's personal development, whether it's just being a better parent, being able to play with our kids, being able to have energy, being able to focus, being able to express ourselves, being able to be an expansion. All of this is through the body. So if you can have compassion for the body, show some kindness, develop caring, and create support for your body, everything in your life will change. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below in the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.